Stay tuned for the Nightfly. It's time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with the Nightfly. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be hearing the strong voices of women on this Women's History edition of the Nightfly. We're going to kick off with an ode to self-acceptance delivered by Mavis Staples. I like the things about me. Here on the Nightfly.
I like the things about me. I skies. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised.
Therefore, throw off all petty jealousies and hatreds. Let us fill our hearts with love and tolerance and join hands across this wide expanse of space and make the dream and the hope of democracy a reality.
It's a rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's a sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blooms, the fox in the brush. The knot in the wood, the song of a thrush. The wind in the wood, a cliff, a fall. The scratch, a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of a slope. It's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks on the waters of March. It's the end of all strain, the joy in your heart.
joy in your heart.
The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone, the bend of the road, a slingshot stone, a fish, a flash, a silvery glow, a fighter bet, the range of a bow, the bed of the well, the end of the line, the dismay in your face is a loss, it's a fine. A spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a trip, a drop, the end of a tale, a truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, the sound of a gun in the dead of the night, a mile, a must, a thrust, a bump, it's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's a mumps, the plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck, it's the mud, a float, a drift of light, a wing, a hawk, a queen, the promise of spring, and the riverbank chalks are the waters of March, the end of all strain, the joy in your heart, the joy in your heart. Snake, a stick, it is John, it is Joe. It's a cut in your hand and a thorn in your toe. A point, a grain, a beat, a bite, a blink, a buzzer, a sudden stroke of night. A pin, a needle, and a sting, a pain. A snake, a riddle, a wasp, a sting. A pass in the mountains, a horse and a mule. In the distance, the shelves blue, three shadows of blue, and the riverbank talks. The waters of March, it's the end of all strength in your heart. A stick, a stone, the end of the road, the rest of a stump, a lonesome road, a sliver of glass, a life, a sun, a night, a death, the end of the run, and the riverbank talks on the waters of March. It's the end of all strength, the joy.
A seasonal tune for you, Cassandra Wilson, The Waters of March. Stride piano legend Dorothy Donegan, who insisted on being paid the same rates as male musicians and always felt that that, coupled with sexism in general, had hampered her career. Dorothy Donegan brought us the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. We heard the words of Mary McLeod Bethune, an educator and civil rights leader who founded a private school for Black students in Daytona Beach, Florida, that grew to become a college and is now Bethune-Cookman University. She was one of the few women in the world to serve as a college president at the time. We opened up with Mavis Staples, I Like the Things About Me. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage, and I sure like the fact that you're listening to The Nightfly. If you'd like to get in touch, please drop me a line at nightfly.weru@gmail.com. We're going to boost the energy now with a dance set. Get ready to move out onto the floor with Diana Ross, who declares, I'm coming out.
this time around, I am gonna do it like you never knew it. Oh, I'll make it through. The time has come for me to break out of the shell. I have to shout that I am coming out. I'm coming out. I want the world to know I got to let it show. I'm coming out. I want the world to know I got to let it show. I'm coming out. Coming out. I want the world to know I got to let it show.
I'm coming.
I'm coming out.
Coming out.
I want the world to know I got to let it show.
I've got to show the world all that I want to be and all.
Walking down the street, kicking cans, looking at the billboard. Oh, so rad. Summing up the people, checking out the race, doing what I'm doing, feeling out of place, walking. Walking in the rain. Feeling like a woman. looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, making when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the light, coming to conclusion, right is night is time, walking, walking in the rain.
Day when they came in and they took the whole counter, because see, after all that happened, they closed down for a while to decide what they was going to do. But when they took the whole counter, they closed the store early that day because there wasn't a seat for anybody. Anybody couldn't be served because they had taken up the whole counter, and they wasn't going to serve the blacks, so they wasn't taking any money in on the counter. So she called three of her girls out that was working behind the counter, which was black. She called all three of us out and talked to us. She told us that the lunch counter, they was going to open the counter to everybody. And she says, now, you all have to say, you might be called all kinds of names, that people might say something to you, but I'm just trying to prepare you for what to expect. She said, but when we open the counter, she says, I want my girls to be the first to sit at the counter. So we were the three that would serve first when they reopened the counter. I've been trying to get that story out. They never knew that it was Woolworth girls that was the first to sit at the counter to be served after they opened it up.
Money, so you better treat her.
Donna Summer with a working woman's anthem, She Works Hard for the Money. We heard from Geneva Tisdale, talking about the integration of the Woolworth's lunch counter, where she worked in Greensboro, North Carolina, in 1960 after a successful campaign of sit-ins. And we heard from Grace Jones, Walking in the Rain. We opened up with Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage, broadcasting from a rocky crag high atop Mount Funkmore. Now, you might assume this next song is a cover, but no, it's the original. Carlos Santana had the big hit, but Nona Hendricks had the original with Winning.
Just might be you someday later. got more soul.
Carla Thomas, Move On, Drifter. In the middle we heard The Kids and Susan from Sesame Street. Her real name, Loretta Long, with Someday, Little Children. And we opened up that set with Nona Hendricks, Winning. Thanks so much for listening to The Nightfly on this Women's History Edition. We're going to hear now some poetry set to music. We've got Nikki Giovanni, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, poem for Aretha.
Cause nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour. The elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, the beginning to smell like that plane or bus. If you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. They're singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. They're wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe they're not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo dookity dook won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely or scared or tired, how they always just say, aw, come off it. Or, did you see how they love you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing 4 concerts a year and staying home or doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Donna Washington's death. But who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated. And they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro Country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice. She opted for the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
Shall get, them that's not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. The strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grain. Oh no, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere. I've got my own. Oh, oh. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends crowded around the door. And when that money's gone and all rich relations will give you, crust of bread and such. Now you can help yourself. Oh, but don't take too much. No, no, Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless a child. It's always a child that can say, I've got my own. Oh, I've got my own.
Funk, soul, and jazz.
Barbara Lewis exhorting us to think a little sugar. Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin, God bless the child. And we opened up with poet Nikki Giovanni, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, poem for Aretha. Well, we're nearly done with this first hour of this Women's History edition of The Nightfly. We're going to hear now from Lil Hardin Armstrong and her orchestra. She met her future husband, Louis Armstrong, while she was working as a piano player for King Oliver's band. Let's hear a number she wrote, Clip Joint.
My tears began to fall, my heart is aching, I'm on my last go round. Let me out of here.